It's Thursday, June 13, 2024.
It's not just the temperature that matters, but also the combination of temperature and humidity.
In parts of the U.S., some cooling systems can no longer keep up with extreme heat waves.
We had a very rare event, the kind of event we only see once every 500 to once every 1,000 years.
Wow. Record rain triggers flash flooding from Sarasota to Spain to China. Plus, renewable energy in the U.S. has delivered $250 billion in health benefits, study finds. All of those findings and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Desi Doyen. Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and because Brad Friedman tested positive for COVID again, not nearly enough snarky comment. This is your Green News Report. Okay, before we get started, a heads up. An extreme heat wave is forecast to broil the central and eastern U.S. in coming days, potentially producing dangerously high temperatures and high humidity that could last for days or weeks. Serious heat waves are hitting earlier than usual across the U.S. this year, which can bring higher risk because people haven't yet had time to adjust to the higher temperatures. So stay safe out there. Speaking of heat, The Guardian reports that in parts of the U.S., air conditioning systems are increasingly unable to keep up with record-breaking temperatures and high humidity, particularly older residential cooling systems that were not designed for our climate-intensified heat waves. And it matters because extreme heat is the number one weather-related cause of death in the United States. Last year, extreme heat killed at least 2,300 Americans. In an interview with AP, climate scientist Andrew Dessler warned,
"You know, this is the new normal. It's not just about this summer. It's about every summer for the rest of your lives is going to be hot. This is a small preview of the future. And in 10 or 20 years, people are going to look back on this. And they're going to say, I can't believe how cool it was. I wish it were that cool again, because the warming from climate change is just inexorable. It's just we're going to, as long as we're dumping carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it's going to keep getting warmer. And so it's just going to be this on steroids in the future."
Oh, fun. South Florida careened from record heat to record rainfall this week, with some areas seeing 10 inches of rain in a single day on Wednesday, triggering flash floods that paralyzed downtown Sarasota, which saw a record-breaking deluge of 4 inches in a single hour, a one-in-a-thousand-year event. Climate scientists say man-made global warming is increasing the frequency and intensity of such deluges because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. Good thing Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis recently deleted all mention of climate change in state law. Multiple rain bombs also triggered flash floods in parts of China, Chile, and Spain, all on the same day. The costs of flood damage are rising in the U.S. Flooding is increasing in severity due to extreme storms and rising sea levels, and it now costs the U.S. economy roughly $200 billion to $500 billion every year in damages and economic disruption, according to a new report from Democrats on the Senate Joint Economic Committee. That's equivalent to more than 1% of the nation's gross domestic product last year. The report says massive investment is needed to update the nation's flood control infrastructure to protect the U.S. economy. But as costs of climate impacts rise, so do the benefits of climate action. A new analysis published this week calculates that the rise of renewable energy in the U.S. is paying off in both cutting emissions and measurably improving air quality. The scientists calculated that since just 2019, renewables have yielded roughly $250 billion in climate and public health benefits. Because wind and solar energy are displacing fossil-fueled power plants for electricity, in turn reducing the public's exposure to toxic air pollutants from fossil fuel combustion that cause respiratory diseases, asthma, and cancers. And finally, more states are moving to hold big oil accountable for climate damages. The New York legislature this week followed Vermont's lead, passing a polluters pay law. Modeled after the federal super Superfund law, New York's Climate Change Superfund Act requires fossil fuel companies to compensate the state for the destruction caused by climate change, primarily driven by the burning of their product. If signed by Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, the law would charge fossil fuel companies for their share of historical emissions contributing to climate change, raising an estimated $3 billion annually. Well, that would be nice. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and the site still known as Twitter, at Green News Report. Brad will be back soon. From bradblog.com, I'm Desi Doyen, and this has been your Green News Report. I'm back.